right, let me start with something that we all know, right? When you've got the minerals owned by somebody different than the surface, you're going to have conflict. But you can't have two equal combatants. You'll end up with stalemate. So what the courts have done is they've created dominance. So for those of you that know me, here's my obligatory Doberman picture. I've been active in Doberman Rescue for a while, so I always have to find a place. And so here we go. We've got some dominant dogs here to illustrate this concept of dominance. But the dominance that we've got, you know, you've got one side that's going to be bigger and meaner than the other, but you've got to have some limits on it. So when you've got this mineral dominance and you've got the servitude, which is really kind of a fancy word for easement, you can only use so much of that surface as is reasonably necessary. And part of the trick here is that the mineral owner doesn't need to pay for the use of that surface. And how we got there is kind of an interesting legal fiction. Part of it came from Mosier versus U.S. Steel. In that case, and in some others, what the courts have said is, we think that when the surface owner conveyed away the minerals, the surface owner knew what use of the surface was going to be made by the mineral owner, and so insisted on the appropriate compensation. I don't know what world they're living in, but in my world, that very rarely happened. I mean, think about the Barnett Shale, for example. Those people had no idea that anybody was ever going to come develop minerals on their land. So, of course, they were not insisting on compensation for it.